You're listening to Bass. What is this called? Hey, you're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with
Grandma Dolores
and me, Tia. Today is Sunday, November 23rd, 2014, and it's episode
number 16.
Today we're going to talk about
happy thoughts, bad thoughts,
Oklahoma City Thunder,
the return of Swaggy P,
People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, and why isn't there an NBA player on the cover?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That and much, much more right now. What's up first today, Grandma?
Well, first of all, we want to welcome back Wayne Ellington.
Oh, he's back from his...
Yes, he joined them in Dallas.
Did he play at all on Friday?
Yes, he did.
How did he do?
He did good. He really did. He had been gone 11 days because of his father's murder.
Right.
And I read in the paper that he spoke in the locker room to the players. And he said that after they beat Charlotte, everyone was feeling so good. And then it was within 15 minutes that everything went as low as it's ever been in his life.
Oh, that's horrible.
So then he went home, and he also said that Kobe was an unbelievable leader while he was gone, that Kobe called him almost every day.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
And so when we talk about family, that's what family is. And I'm sure glad that Wayne feels that way now.
That he feels that the Lakers...
Yes.
That this team is becoming a family?
Yes.
That's good. Yeah.
Yes. So welcome back, Wayne Ellington, and our deepest sympathies with you.
Yes.
Yes. In the LA Times, on Mike Bresnahan's column the other day, you know, he was talking about Kobe tries to get his players involved, and yet people talk against Kobe a lot and say things, and yet Mark Cuban said that Kobe's one of the smartest guys I've ever known. He and Kobe have talked a lot about business, and Mark Cuban thinks he knows him pretty well. And so I love to hear those kind of stories, too.
Yeah.
You know, an owner of another team talking, not trash, but talking business and really respecting each other.
Yeah. Speaking of Kobe, another Laker came back this last week. We celebrated Swaggy P Day.
Oh, yes.
And they went on to win their first two games with Swaggy P. And I know he was kind of ribbing a little bit and saying, you know, it was because of him. And, I mean, he's a jokester.
Well, he is. I mean, he said that he has a winning record.
But do you think that Kobe at all is thinking, wait a second, you know, it's not really because of Swaggy, it's because of all of us, or it's because of me, or do you think he cares?
No, I think he appreciates Swaggy P because he's a good teammate, real good, I think. Like even Coach says that they don't have to create plays for Swaggy, he just makes his own.
After a game this week, Swaggy P said that he is the best three-point shooter that there is.
Swaggy will joke and say anything. You should have seen him the other night when they were interviewing Jordan Hill. Swaggy takes the microphone, and he does the interview.
Oh, really?
And Jordan Hill was laughing all the time. I mean, I think that he is a great locker room teammate.
Mm-hmm. He gets their morale up.
I don't know how he was with other teams because I really was not aware of him until he became with the Lakers.
Well, being raised in Los Angeles and going to USC, maybe when he came to the Lakers, he kind of stepped it up with his goofiness because he was like, I'm playing in LA. I'm from LA. This is my dream. I'm living it.
Yes, that's... And then he bought a house in Calabasas, which is just another couple towns over from me.
Yeah. So maybe you'll run into him at the store.
Well, if I had a car and I drove a car and I went down past Calabasas, I may be driving along next to him.
Maybe. You wouldn't know.
No. I'll never know because I don't have a car. I have a driver's license, but I don't drive.
That's true, but you have a driver.
Yes, but I'm...
Several drivers. So just call up your driver, i.e. me, and we will go cruising.
Yes.
So Kobe Bryant hit his 32,000 points?
Yes, and Swaggy says that he and Kobe have 36,500, I think.
Together? Points.
Together. So he and Kobe are going to make news again.
He's just adding his records with Kobe's records.
I mean, he brings a smile on my face as well as on other people's face.
I work in reality television, as you know, and all week long, my coworker and I have been talking about how Nick Young needs a reality show about him. So I'm sure he's being courted by companies, but let's get that going.
Yes.
Because I would watch that. And I work in reality television. I don't watch that much reality television. And the fact that I would watch that show says it's, something.
Yes.
How many games did you watch this week, Grandma? Or did you keep track?
Yes, I did. I watched 15 games.
Whoa.
But I had to record some of them and watch them. Or either I had to flip back and forth real fast.
And which of those 15 games would you say was your favorite?
I liked the Lakers beat Houston. That was a good game.
That was the second game that Swaggy P played. Or was that the first?
No, it was the second game.
Oh, yeah. They won right at the end. Mm-hmm. That was all Wes Johnson.
Yes.
He stole the ball from Harden.
Yes. And that sealed it there.
So that was your favorite game of the week. Are there any matchups you're looking forward to this week?
Well, I just go day by day and see. Now the Clippers are playing this afternoon.
Yes. They're playing Memphis?
Yes. That will be a good showing. Two Western teams that they think are both contending, you know, for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you have a pick?
Memphis.
Memphis. Is that who you're rooting for?
Yes. It was just like Miami was playing San Antonio, was it? Anyway, Diana was surprised that I was for Miami.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. She hasn't been listening to the podcast then, because if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that Grandma has been rooting for Miami more this year.
Yeah. But it's just like, even when Portland beat New Orleans, that Anthony Davis made 31 points.
Yeah.
And Marcus Aldridge made 22, and Damian Lillard made 24. It was a good game. And of course, I've always liked Ariza.
Yes, even though he plays for Houston.
Right. And I still like him. I still hope that someday he'll be a Laker again.
If you could make any player out there a Laker right now, who would you choose?
Gosh, there's so many.
What do you think they are most in need of? A point guard? A center? Forward?
Well, Jordan Hill isn't. I mean, he's 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, I mean, I just wish that we had some taller ones, more muscular.
I see.
Like Cousins seemed to me like he's.
So you would want Cousins?
Mark Gasol would be a good one to have.
You want him back?
Well, yes, I mean, that's right. He was drafted here and then he was traded to Memphis. And now I was reading my latest People magazine, and I thought to myself, I really don't feel like I know any of the celebrities.
No.
No,
the
not
actors.
Even Matthew McConaughey, who I really adore, and I really don't think I know him.
You don't feel like you know him.
No, but I feel like I know my NBA players.
Maybe it's because they're playing as themselves and not as characters.
Well, they don't have any Photoshop.
That's true. You can't Photoshop a live game broadcast.
No. Anyway, there was this one magazine, and they had on the cover the sexiest man alive.
Oh.
And then as you went through it, it had sexiest men at different ages.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm looking at all those celebrities. I don't know who half of them are.
Right.
And I don't even know a lot of the times who's playing what, except for like Matthew McConaughey or Denzel Washington or someone like that.
You know them.
Yes. But I'm looking at that, and guess who I see?
Shaquille O'Neal.
No. Active. Dwayne Wade.
Oh, Dwayne Wade was listed?
Uh-huh. His picture was in there. At 32 years old.
Dwayne Wade isn't really sexy.
Well, People magazine writer thought so. But then a few more pages to you.
Okay.
I saw the shirtless.
Okay.
And guess who was among them?
Dwight Howard?
No. Blake Griffin.
What?
Yeah.
They picked two of the unsexiest guys in the NBA. That's all about publicity. That's all about PR agents. I don't believe any of that for a second.
But
boycott this magazine. No wonder people aren't watching the NBA if they think those are the two sexiest men that are in the NBA. I wouldn't watch the NBA.
Well, but one thing on Blake Griffin, unless there was Photoshop, he did not have a visible tattoo on his chest.
Oh, well, there's something going for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And grandma's eyes.
But we have so many handsome men in the NBA.
That's what I'm saying. Dwayne Wade and Blake Griffin are not the poster boys of sexy. I'm sorry.
Some of my ideas, just off the top of my head.
Okay, Grandma.
Tony Parker,
former Mr. Eva Longoria.
Uh-huh. And he's with San Antonio.
And he's French.
Texas. And he's French. Now, this one, Ramon Sessions.
Okay. I've heard of him.
He was with the Lakers. He's now with Sacramento Kings. And the other night, he was substituted because he comes off the bench. And I thought, oh, I remembered how handsome he was. And he is still handsome. Then there's Tyson Chandler.
Tyson Chandler's attractive,
from Dallas.
Yes.
Chandler Parsons. He just joined Dallas again. I think he's really handsome. And, of course, the Casale brothers.
Yes.
We
all know about how you feel about them.
Yes. And you know about Steph Curry with the Warriors.
Mm-hmm. He's more, though, he's like cute.
Jerry West, a consultant with the Golden State Warriors, mm-hmm. said that Curry and Thompson, they are two of the best shooters side by side that you'll ever see in basketball. They are so young in terms of experience of playing together. They have an incredible future ahead of them.
Well, that's a pretty glowing endorsement.
Yes.
But if I was talking about Steph Curry, I would say he's cute, not sexy.
Oh. Well, these are just handsome.
Oh, so you're just going by handsome now.
Uh-huh. And Kevin Love and Kevin Durant from OKC.
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, he's the best as far as players go, but I don't like his scruff on his chin.
Well, I think a lot of the players have those beards, even Doc Rivers with his little tiny mustache.
Right.
Because of Movember.
But Kevin Durant always has like the, from Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, the character Shaggy just had hair on his chin, just on the bottom of it, but no mustache, no facial hair. Other than that, I call that the Shaggy look.
Oh. And of course, Kobe and Swaggy P.
Yes, Swaggy P. Yes. I agree with that. And Matt Barnes, you're forgetting Matt Barnes, Grandma.
Oh, I was going to mention, Matt Barnes really has beautiful hair.
And that brings us to what we were talking about last week. Grandma was talking about the best hairstyles in the NBA. Now, you don't have your top 10 picked out.
Because I haven't seen all the
You've been taking your research very seriously.
Yes.
But you have been making a list.
Yes.
And Matt Barnes, you're saying, is possibly on the short list to be best NBA hairstyle?
Yes. And Paul Casale.
Of course.
But Babbitt, who plays for New Orleans, I don't like his...
You don't like his hair. Is he the one that has the part of
the middle? It looks like Bruce Jenner today.
Oh.
I don't like that. It isn't that I don't like long hair, like Jordan Hill. I know I always mispronounce.
Fareed,
uh-huh.
You like their long hair.
I mean, because they must spend hours on it. And then the other night, during the game, Jordan Hill's hair was kind of falling down. But after he came out and was interviewed, his hair was all neatly back up on top of his head. And I thought, well, he really knows how to handle his hair, too. And then there's a lot of them that, even though they have really short hair,
mm-hmm.
it really looks good.
Like really short hair, like no hair? Or
No, just real short.
Just real short, okay.
And then there's a lot, like Swaggy. His hair stands up.
Yeah. He actually, I saw on his Instagram that he just got his hair cut yesterday.
Oh, really?
But just trimmed, just shaped. Unless it was a before picture, it still looked pretty similar.
And then Cole.
Cole, yes, from Miami.
Yes, his hair is real tall. Now, well, I heard Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are supposed to practice today.
Oh.
But they won't be playing immediately because they've been off for quite a little while. But they'll be back soon.
I wanted to ask you about that because Oklahoma City, before the season started, they were on the top. Everyone was predicting they would make it to the finals, that they might win the title. And right now, they are the lowest. They have the worst record in the Western Conference. And obviously, it's because Westbrook and Durant are out. Some people are now saying, should Oklahoma just throw their whole season so they can get a great draft pick? What do you think?
No, I think that they're going to be a contender next June. Because Ibaka has, and he's another handsome one.
Yes.
That he's been carrying the team good.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think they should throw the season?
No.
Because you think that they still stand a chance this season?
Yes. They're 3-11.
Do you feel like it's too early to tell right now?
Yes, I do. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Do you feel that all the people that are ranking Oklahoma City as not even making the playoffs right now are going to be wrong or going to eat their words?
I think they're throwing in the towel. Look at Cleveland. People are still saying they are a contender, and they're 5-7. So when you think of Oklahoma City, only 4 more losses without 2 of their main players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't give up.
Right, you don't give up. Do you think that the Lakers should be throwing their season so they can get a good draft pick next season, or do you think they should play as hard as they can?
I think they should play as hard as they can. Well, they were talking about that, I think, at one of the NBA meetings that they had, people trying to lose games. I just don't think any player wants to lose a game.
Mm-hmm. But what if they're told to lose a game by their coach?
Well, then let's fire the coach.
All right.
Yes.
So what do you think the main problem is at Cleveland right now? Do you think it's the team? Do you think it's individual players? Or do you think it's the coaching? Because I know that it's a new coach that came from Europe.
I really don't have really an opinion on that.
I thought you were about to say, I really don't care.
Well, I don't have an opinion, but I do like Love and Irving. I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Irving did so good for the USA team.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins did great. And that USA team really helped bring up a lot of good players.
Who do you think benefited the most from playing over the summer?
Well, Cousins, for one.
You think Cousins did? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think Irving, because I was not sold on, of course, I'm not sold on Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sold on Irving either.
Right.
Until I saw the USA team.
Other than Paul George, who do you think it hurt the most playing over the summer?
Oh.
Or do you think it hurt any of them?
I was going to say, I don't think it hurt any of them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Rose.
Yes. Well, a doctor told me that an injury never forgets that it was injured. And once I broke a bone in my foot, and to this day, and that was 20 years ago at least.
Was it playing basketball?
Yeah. No, just fell on my foot.
Oh.
And it broke a bone.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, sometimes it really hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And if I was playing basketball, I probably would sit out a game or two.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I kind of sit out a day or two at home when it hurts.
Yeah, you just don't have to worry about announcing and scratching yourself off the starting lineup every day.
No. And then, did you hear Dwight Howard hasn't played the last 2 games?
Yeah.
Because of his right knee.
Yes.
But when I was watching television, I saw him coming in through the tunnel, and he was laughing and talking, and then the next thing we hear was game time decision. He didn't play. And I know there's some bad publicity going on right now.
Yes.
But last night he was sitting on the bench in a suit and a horrible bow tie and shirt.
Oh, you didn't like it? You don't like the bow tie?
Well, it's not that I don't like bow ties, but the shirt and the tie just didn't go together.
Oh. Somebody get him a stylist.
Maybe Russell Westbrook could help him out a little bit.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Another thing, Tia, I always hear comments about how many shots they take.
Yes.
What their percentage is.
Yes.
And I was going to call your brother and ask him if I was doing my math correctly, because I didn't want to ask you.
I'm good with actually percentages, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I like doing that.
Oh.
I think. You thought I was just bad at math, but I'm just bad at simple math. Hard math is easy.
Well, the other night, I think, was one of Kobe's lowest, because he only made 17 points, and he had 22 shots. So, just rounding it off, he had 28%. And James had 21 shots. That's just one less than Kobe took. People don't talk about how many shots he takes. But he did have a percentage that night of 38%. And Marc Gasol, though, he had 13 out of 22. And I figured that was 59%. And Reggie Jackson had 9 of 19. Now that's almost 50%. And the rookie out of Minneapolis, Wiggins, he had 36%. And yet he made 5 out of 14 shots. And when you think of him taking 14 shots, that's a lot. But then the percentage was kind of low too. But it was a little bit more than Kobe's that night.
So
that
maybe my math isn't that good.
Tony,
you were throwing the numbers at me so fast, I was like, I can do this. And then I was like, no, I can't.
Well,
just give me a
Tony Parker.
What about Tony Parker?
He made 12 out of 18 shots the other night.
So that would be it'll be over 50%.
Right. But it'd be under 75%. It was 66%.
Okay.
And Ibaka, he had 8 out of 17, which was
just over 50%.
No. 8 out of 17. It was just 47%.
Oh, just, yeah.
Well, because I rounded it up.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
You agree. How do you agree?
But Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes.
When they played Dallas, he had 8 out of 10 shots.
Okay, that's 80%.
That's right, dear.
Yes. I get my applause, finally. Yes, thank you.
Atlanta, Tig, he made 9 out of 15.
Oh.
Which was 60%. See, we don't hear, you know, the percentages a lot.
No.
And
only on the people that they want to point out, that, like, make an example of.
Right. That they had a bad night.
Now, do you have a disappointment of the week?
Well, I'm disappointed that the Lakers aren't playing better.
Okay.
This is a whole.
Yeah.
Because they are better.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what's wrong with them. I think everyone's doing the best they can do. But I expect by the end of the trading season, I wouldn't be surprised if they would trade Lin.
Oh, really? Do you think he's not measuring up?
Well, as much as he did in New York, that's what spoiled it for him. I mean, he was so good in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of spoiled his reputation. Because then when he went to Houston, it just set him back a whole year. I hope that Julius Randle comes back strong. And if they had him and Jordan Hill and Kobe and Swaggy. And I know people talk about the point guard. I think Ronnie Price is doing a good job.
Yeah.
They just have to be a little more aggressive.
Mm. That's your prescription for the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
Be more aggressive.
And stick with your man. And kind of on sad notes, that I was reading a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an article on Ryan Anderson. And
but what team does he play for?
He plays for New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay.
And I had just watched New Orleans play, and I saw him, and I noticed him for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I had seen him play before, but he did come off the bench. But my great-granddaughter, Bryn, her class at school, they were selling magazines, and so I bought Entertainment for you.
Entertainment Weekly, yeah.
Martha Stewart for my daughter, Diana. And I bought Sports Illustrated for me, which I had never had before.
Really? You've never gotten Sports Illustrated?
No.
How have you gone this long without Sports Illustrated?
Well, I don't know.
I know you've gotten subscriptions for other people. Do you like this magazine?
Oh, yes. And that's what I was saying, that I just had seen Ryan Anderson play for New Orleans. Now I'm looking through my new subscription just came.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there was an article, and I really could hardly read the article as my eyes teared so much. article.
What was it about?
Ryan Anderson's girlfriend, Gia, had committed suicide.
Oh.
And I had watched her on The Bachelor.
Yes, that's right.
And I thought she was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so pretty and cute and had great personality. And then when I heard that she had committed suicide, I never heard any more about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know why or when or how. But anyway, then this article was telling that Ryan Anderson was her boyfriend.
At the time, yeah, I forgot
and,
about
that. And he thought that he should have been able to know that his girlfriend had thoughts of suicide. But he didn't. Now, the article about Ryan Anderson was so touching that he's working with his, which would have been his mother-in-law, or Gia's mother, to enlighten the world about people that could possibly take their lives. There are, I guess, signs and that we should be more aware of it, and he's very active in giving speeches and talking about that. And I just hope that he's going to have a long, happy life himself.
Yes.
And then when I think of family again, mm-hmm. like we were talking about family with Wayne Ellington, Monty Williams,
mm-hmm.
the coach, this article said that as soon as he heard about Gia committing suicide, he went over to Ryan's and he stayed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he took him to his home. And they talked, and Ryan finally fell asleep on the sofa. And Coach, he laid on the floor next to the sofa and slept. And I think now that's real family again.
Yeah, you know, it seems that most media coverage of things like the NBA is all about the rifts in the teams. And everyone wants to know, like, are Kyrie Irving and LeBron James fighting? But we don't hear as many of the stories about...
No, that they are... family.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it being extended family. It seems like it's a real family.
Oh, yes.
Anything else, Tia?
Well, we've got Thanksgiving this week, Grandma.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything you're thankful for?
Well, I'm 88 years old. I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that I have the wonderful family I have. I just have a wonderful family.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that I can remember people's telephone numbers and keep track of my checking account myself and
yeah.
pay all my bills. And I have a lot to be thankful for, Tia.
Yeah, me too. Mine is all ditto. Except I don't have really great grandchildren.
Oh.
All my grandchildren are horrible. They never call. They never write. It's almost as though they don't even exist.
Yeah. I think that's more like it, Tia. They don't exist.
Well, I'm thankful that I can do this podcast with you and that you are so open to sharing all your thoughts on the NBA with me. And that's it. That's all. That's it. There's nothing else.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy that I can eat anything I want.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that reminds me. You said that maybe you were going to celebrate Swaggy P's return with a cup of coffee. Did you?
No.
Is the reason you didn't have a cup of coffee because your heart was racing enough just seeing Swaggy
yes.
P?
Yes, yes, that's it, Tia. That's a good reason. But my heart does race sometimes. But I thought maybe Thanksgiving Day we're going to go down to Shannon's
mm-hmm.
and Rhett's, and I might have a cup of coffee.
Well, I don't believe you because you already said you were maybe going to have a cup of coffee. But on Thanksgiving, you're going to possibly have, what, decaf then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I believe that. I just don't believe you if you said that you were going to have caffeinated, double caffeine, double shot of espresso.
No, I don't have anything like that. But I appreciate what you bring me.
Oh, well, I just bring you a non-coffee drink.
Yes.
More like a milkshake.
I love that.
From Coffee Bean. Are you listening to that, Coffee Bean? Hint, hint, we need sponsors.
Yes.
Switching gears here, I want to talk a little bit about my work, Grandma. I work on the show Vanderpump Rules, as you know. I know you're a big fan of the show.
Yes.
You've just watched the credits, right? Okay.
I like to see your name on down credits.
That's the way I like it. I don't want you watching any of that and having your mind corrupted. I want everyone else watching it. I just don't want my grandma watching it. Anyway, it's on Bravo. And every week in the post department, what we do is we have a tradition where someone gets handed a bundt pan and then they have to make a bundt cake and bring it in on Monday. And this was started by a woman named Alex Duda, who was a showrunner for Tyra Banks and Jerseylicious, and she does that with all her shows. And some of us worked for her, so we carried this tradition on. So, I got bunted this week.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I made a cake. It was fine. Everybody ate it. It's really not that big of a deal, but if you have big weekend plans, it's not something that you, like, necessarily want to go home to on a Sunday night to do.
Oh.
Like, once I got bunted on my birthday.
Oh, no.
I know. I mean, it just, like, ruined my birthday. No, it was fine.
Well, everyone should have a bundt pan and bake a cake, keep it in the freezer in case they're bunted.
That's a good idea. You just make it the weekend that you don't have plans and save it.
Right, and then you'll just, when you're bunted, you can cry and make people feel sorry for you and and go home and take out the bundt cake in the freezer.
But the best part about making the bundt cake is that I get to now bundt someone. So I wanted Grandma to help me bundt the next person.
Oh, I would love to.
Do you have any recipes for bundt cake that you would like to share with this person?
Well, there is a Black Russian cake.
That's what you would suggest that they make?
Yes.
Okay.
But it has alcohol in it.
That's okay. Someone made a rum cake one week.
Oh, this is better than the rum cake.
Okay.
And the next time you're bunted, you can make a Black Russian cake.
Yeah, but I don't drink, so I don't want to make a cake that has alcohol in it that I can't eat.
Well, it's just Kahlua, cream de coca. Those are more like after-dinner drinks.
Oh.
It
doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. Because I even eat it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I know you're all waiting on bated breath to find out who the person is that's being bunted. So, Grandma, do you want to reveal who I'm going to bunt?
Let's see, as the clock ticks away. Melissa.
That's right. Melissa, you get to make a bundt cake.
So bring in a cake on Monday.
So enjoy making that bundt cake, and you'll find the bundt pan in your desk.
Well, I hope everyone has a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And no basketball games.
There's no basketball games on Thursday?
No.
Well, at least we'll have Christmas Day basketball games.
Yes.
And coming up in the next few weeks, Grandma's going to finish her list of the best NBA hairstyles.
Right. Yeah, so.
We'll talk to you again in episode 17. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
You can email them at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com, and you can follow them on Twitter @basketballgrandma. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.